HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to the HD Brunch podcast. The weekly companion to your printed copy of HD Brunch, where I, your host Karishma Kunzang from Team Brunch, give you a behind the scenes of what you'll be reading on Sunday. There'll be interviews with the biggest Bollywood celebrities talking about things that matter to them. You'll also get to know a little more about the columns by Veer Sanghvi and Seema Goswami from the columnists themselves. Why should you listen to it? Well, it's one of India's top Sunday magazines. It has the best editors, columnists, and opinion leaders bringing you what's happening around town. Listen on for an additional dose of brunch. This series is available on hdsmartcast.com, India's fastest growing podcast producing platform. Hi, how's it going? So let's start off by talking about influencers. We live in a day and age where people walk around saying, oh, everyone's an influencer. But it's not as easy as it seems or looks on Instagram or whatever platform you're using to browse. Because let's admit it, we all do that for at least 3 to 4 hours a day. And all that's before work from home became a thing. But what sets some of these influencers apart is that they use the platform to make a difference. One such influencer, or rather, the first Indian influencer who made it big internationally, is Deepa Khosla. She's the cover girl of last week's edition of HD Brunch, and she's been on the cover of 7 other magazines, including a Pakistani magazine. She wears her skin tone as her crown and is using her clout to change lives too. Here's what she had to say in a chat with our editor, Jamal Sheikh.
Hi, Deepa. How are you? Welcome to this chat.
Hi, Jamal. I'm very well. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you. And congratulations on being on the cover of Brunch. It's a big, big thing.
It really is. I'm very excited to see it in real life soon.
But honestly, being on the cover is a very casual thing for you, isn't it?
No, I wouldn't say that. I think each cover has been very special, but this one is definitely an honor because it's back at home in my own country. And yeah, it's going to be amazing to see it in real life.
Yes, well, it's looking fantastic and we're very excited about it. But Deepa, you were on the cover of a fashion magazine in Pakistan, of all the places. I mean, how was that? Was it Grazia or was it Elle?
It was Grazia, Pakistan, indeed. Well, yes. Spotted. And yes, I did that. I think it was a few months ago, last year sometime. Right. And it just, you know, they offered it to me. And at that point, I realized, you know, the internet does not have borders. It does not separate people. It does not have political right. views. Like if I have followers in Pakistan, yes. why wouldn't I indeed be on their cover if they asked me to? And it's more about right. uniting people than right. dividing people. And so that's why I said yes. And it was a very special moment indeed.
You're one of the first Indian influencers to have made it so big internationally. Do you think your brown skin has had an advantage or has it been a disadvantage?
It depends on the perspective. And I think the timing of my career, you would ask me that question. In the beginning, I would say it was a disadvantage because there was not too many like me out there. Right. So it was really kind of paving the way and, you know, trying to do something that hadn't been done before. So that was the right. difficult phase. But yeah. now I think being Indian, being brown more than ever makes you stand out. And it's definitely, I wear it as, you know, my biggest, of course, like it's my biggest gold medal that I am from India and I am from this culture and I am brown in a sea of, you know, blonde girls and blonde women. And it really indeed makes you stand out. So right now it is definitely a positive.
But Deepa, since then, you've worked with several other beauty brands. MAC had a mm-hmm. line that was a Deepa Khosla range for women with an mm-hmm. Indian complexion. Do you think mm-hmm. Indian women need a gauge of beauty that's different from Western preferences?
100%. 100%. Whether it comes to makeup or skincare or our hair needs, I think for so long, everything has been made with the Caucasian skin and mind, for at least in the Western world, with their mind, you know, them in mind. But I feel like our skin is different. Our pigmentation is different. The way we tan, the way we scar, the way we wear makeup, our undertone is different. So we definitely need something that caters more to us specifically as well.
Right. Fantastic. You know, a powerful quote in the brunch cover story is when you say that every time you faced a sexism issue, you said, one day I'll be your CEO and then men will know what sexism is. Did you face more discrimination for being a woman or for being brown skin?
Ooh, that is a very good question. Woman, I think, definitely. Because that happens every single day, even now within the very team I work in or within negotiations I have on a daily basis. I think it's a double whammy. If it's brown and woman, then it's like, okay, like, you know, you probably don't know much at all, but woman more, I think more on a consistent basis. Yeah.
Right. But you fought it and well, look at you now. You know, the entire new breed of social media influencers in comparison to Bollywood stars who were the traditional celebrities in India, where is there a tug? Is there a pull? Is there going to be a future of both coexisting? I don't see social media stars wanting to become Bollywood stars anymore.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so either, because I've been also personally myself been offered movies on Bollywood and I just don't want to go down that track because I see myself more as an entrepreneur and doing something perhaps with a Netflix or a documentary seems more my piece of cake than going down the route of Bollywood. You know, for me, I'm just like, why would I, if I have the world at my plate, why would I then go down the Bollywood hole? A and B. Go act if you can act. Like, I don't want to be an actress. So why would I act just for the sake of fame? You know, I don't need Bollywood for fame. If you can get it a different way. So for me, I don't think Bollywood is definitely going to happen.
Yeah, no, it's very well said. It's a new perspective. One last thing, one message to prove to us that you know Hindi well. Do a message for your Indian fans in Hindi. Aap Hindi mein kitni achha bol sakti hain?
Haan ji. Namaste. नमस्ते जी, कैसे हो आप लोग? मुझे घर की बहुत याद आती है एंड मुझे खाना का बहुत याद आता है, घर का खाना. एंड I'll be back soon.
So, Deepa, I must say, I'm going to judge you on this. And I think you speak Hindi well enough with a Dutch-English accent.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
But we want you back here soon. Okay. And I hope you're going to come back and refresh, redust your Hindi. Yes, congratulations
you
again.
You put me on the spot.
Thank you for talking.
Thanks,
I know I did.
Looking forward to the cover.
Looking forward to this. And thank you. Thank you for doing this.
Who doesn't love chaat? It's something that every Indian is acquainted with. It truly is something that unites all of India. We may know it by different names, but there's a certain emotion attached to it that makes it so special. And of course, how yummy it is. Whether it's saif puri, pani puri, kachori or samosas, that's what we've all been dreaming of during the lockdown. This week, we have Veer Sanghvi bringing us the best of chaat from the streets themselves. And yes, we're happy to report that they are also making their way into restaurant menus. Well, here's what Veer recommends.
It's not something we recognize normally, but India is one of the few great civilizations in the world that does not have a restaurant tradition. In France, they've had restaurants since the 17th century. In China, for even longer. In India, on the other hand, we really only had home food. What we consider great Indian restaurant dishes, say tandoori chicken, butter chicken, or even a masala dosa, all of these were invented in the last 50 years or so. So when we go out to restaurants and we order Indian food, on the whole, we order dishes we would never dream of making at home. Do you have a tandoor at home? Can you imagine making tandoori chicken at home? But there is, you know, one kind of cuisine that's ancient. It's not home food. And until now, it's not been restaurant food. And that is the food of the Indian streets. In a way, chaat unites all of India whether you call it a pani puri, a golgappa, a puchka, a batasha, it's the same basic dish. And therefore, it doesn't surprise me that the new generation of modern Indian chefs are falling back not on tandoori chicken or butter chicken, but on chaat, but on street food. If you talk to people like Gaganand and you ask them what their great memories of Indian food are, it's always street food. If you ask Manish Mehrotra what he really loves, it's chaat. So my column this week is about chaat and how it's been taken by the world's greatest Indian chefs and turned into something magical and wonderful.
Have you really tried giving yourself a haircut during the lockdown? Or better yet, have you tried convincing your parents, siblings, or anyone you're living with of your newfound skills? Honestly, I tried and failed miserably. But I wasn't adventurous enough, which turned out to be a good thing because my hair is still uneven. But luckily, I can hide it. I'm still waiting for the day when it'll be safe for me to go for a haircut or just for a spa. Or just get a much-needed head massage. Oh, how much I miss the occasional pampering. And Spectator columnist Seema Goswami is no different. Let's hear what she has to say.
What do I miss most about my pre-COVID life? Let's see. Is it eating out in restaurants? Is it going on holiday? Is it meeting friends and family? Well, I miss all of those things, all right. But what I miss most is going to the hairdresser. For me, the ultimate luxury was to settle down in a comfy chair with a magazine in my lap while other people fussed around my hair, washing it, conditioning it, coloring it, blow-drying it. Those days are long gone. Now I have to do all of that on my own. And even though my hair is a mess as a consequence, I find that I care about it less and less. Does that mean that vanity is dead in the age of corona? Or am I just kidding myself? Well, read my column to find out on Sunday.
He was 14 years old when he started playing the saxophone professionally. Yes, I'm talking about Abhay Sharma, the North Delhi boy who's winning hearts with his tunes. And no, I'm not just talking about his performances with the likes of Shankar Ehsaan Loy and Adnan Sami, but also the work he's doing with his band, The Revisit Project. I remember the first time I heard him perform. We were 19 and he was performing at a Diu festival. The minute he started playing on stage, there was pin drop silence. Over the years that I've known him, he's turned out to be more sensible and mature for his age. I really hope you enjoy what he has in store for you today.
Hi, this is Abhay Sharma. I play saxophone for the Revisit Project, a funk jazz fusion band from Delhi. I also play for Shankar Ehsaan Loy, Adnan Sami, Vishal and Rekha Bhadwaji in Bombay. Have a happy Sunday brunch.
The weekend is when you take a break from a hectic week, whether it's work from home or work from work. It's also a day to develop perspective on things by not just consuming news, but also analyzing it by listening to different points of views and figuring out what you feel about it. We hope we've been able to do just that with today's HD Brunch podcast. Feel free to give us feedback and suggestions on HD Smartcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or DM us directly at HD Brunch on Instagram and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts, log on to hdsmartcast.com or suno Naye Nazariye Se. I will see you back here next weekend with another dose of entertainment that keeps things real. Till then, happy brunching, guys!
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast. HD Smartcast.